Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Do Not Be Afraid. To say the least, these are strange times. Life as we have known it has temporarily halted. The COVID-19 virus has most of us nervous and on edge. Fear of the unknown is a natural human response. The most commonly recurring theme in the Bible is, Fear not, do not be afraid. Now is a good time for us to remind ourselves that we need to place our trust in God. It has been said that the Bible contains the phrase, Do not be afraid, 365 times. Some speculate that this is one verse for each day of the year. I cannot confirm that exact count, but I can say that the most commonly repeated phrase or theme in both the Old Testament and New Testament is, Have no fear, do not be afraid, and be not afraid. During this COVID-19 pandemic, we need to keep reminding ourselves that we need not fear. This worldwide pandemic has certainly knocked us out of our routine ways of life. Most of the population has been told to hunker down at home. Social distancing has become the new buzz phrase in our vocabulary. Many are asking the questions, why would God allow something like this to happen? No one knows the answer to that question, except to say that God's ways are above our ways. We cannot begin to understand the mind of God. I do, however, find it an interesting coincidence that all of this is taking place during the season of Lent. Lent, as you know, is a time to slow down and focus on God. It is a time for prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Perhaps there has never been a better time than right now, during this time of worldwide slowdown and social distancing, to take to heart these three forms of Lenten preparation. Let's make use of our time during this crisis to spend more time in prayer. Let's pray for an end to this pandemic. Let's pray for those who are sick. Let's pray that those who are not sick stay healthy. Let's pray for the families who've already lost someone to this virus. Let's pray for those in the healthcare industry who are caring for the sick or striving to find a cure. And finally, let's pray for patience, comfort, and peace during this unusual time. So many people are being forced to sacrifice in one way or another right now. Some are being forced to sacrifice by not going to work or school. For some, the inability to be more mobile or to go out to eat is a sacrifice. For those with relatives in nursing homes and hospice care facilities, it is a tremendous sacrifice being unable to visit and comfort their elderly or dying loved one during these mandated lockdowns. These temporary hardships and sacrifices are all forms of fasting. Let's offer them up to God. Almsgiving includes the act of donating money or goods to the poor and performing other acts of charity for those in need. There are millions of people who've been hurt by the shutdown put in place to slow the spread of this virus. Many people are temporarily out of work. Many are unable to pay their bills. Now more than ever, it is imperative that we take seriously our call to give alms to others in need. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6, 25 to 34, not to worry about tomorrow. He directs our attention to the care His Heavenly Father provides for the birds in the sky and the wildflowers in the fields. He reminds us that worry cannot add a single moment to our lifespan. Our Heavenly Father knows what is best for each one of us. Jesus tells us to focus on one thing. We need to seek the kingdom of God. If we do, we have nothing else to fear. Yes, we are still in Lent, But we must not forget that immediately after Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday, we hear those calming words again when the angel tells the women at the tomb, "Do not be afraid." These are strange and trying times. Our lives have been disrupted in unprecedented ways. This is the time to put our faith into action as we take solace in these words from Romans 8:28. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. May God grant us all peace and comfort as we journey through this together. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, Jesus told us not to worry. Therefore, we place our trust in you. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.